part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Next satellite radio broadcast, a new radio broadcast system. Here's my mix. Good evening, I'm George W. Bush, President of the United States. I'm so pleased to be working with Senator Clinton. She is a fabulous woman.
Thank you, President Bush. As you know better than most, as all of us know, we must say nuclear.
Seriously.
Obviously.
No doubt in my mind.
AKC's Total Talk.
John.
Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And I'm Ed.
And we have special Ed guest. The specialist of all special guests, John.
On episode 61, part two of a three-part episode.
Oh, I forgot to mention, you know, my bass amp went out at the Arlington gig. But I had a backup. I had a backup bass amp.
What do you mean you forgot to mention that?
I forgot to mention this. I took the SWR, my primary, my Black Beauty. I took it over to my uncle's house. He took a look at it, and he said, it's your, let me remember what he said.
Your input?
No, he said it's not that. He said it's the, God damn it.
The flux capacitor?
It's like the power supply. It's the, is that what it is?
Power supply? The preamp?
No, it's not the preamp. It's like a little round thing that supplies the power.
Capacitor?
I don't know, but he said that's what it is. Because I told him what the symptoms were.
Yeah.
And I played it a little bit for him, and immediately he's like, oh yeah, you got a 60 megahertz hum there. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you this question. When it did go out, did you play it the night before? Yes. And was everything fine the night before? Kinda. It kind of went in and out. Yeah. That's the power supply.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
He's not wrong.
No.
He said these things, what happens is if you let the amp sit, it'll kind of rejuvenate itself. And then it'll be fine.
No.
So if I'm playing Monday and Thursday, it's fine. Monday, Thursday, it's fine.
It's not the power supply. It's the input.
Thursday, it's not the input.
Scott,
hey.
It's the input. If you got to jiggle the cord and then it works, it's the input.
Hey, man.
He's wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's wrong.
All right. He's has a degree in electronics.
It doesn't matter.
He's been in the industry for 30 years.
Yeah, there's doctors with degrees, too, and they misdiagnose patients all the time.
That's because they're practicing medicine. He's not practicing electronics.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Electronics is not a perfected science, you knucklehead.
Well, anyway, he's hooking me up. He's taking care of me, and he's not replacing the jack.
Well, he should check it.
He shouldn't.
Okay.
He did check it. You should have seen him yanking on it.
Yeah.
Yanking. What happened? Yanking?
Is this sex or amps?
Yeah, amps, man. It's all amps.
The power supply.
John's saying jiggle it. You're
saying, how the hell does an amp have a power supply? I thought it is the power supply.
Right, but there's something that boosts that power that it gets.
Transformer?
He showed. I can't remember the damn terminology.
Potentiometer?
No, it's a round tube thing. And he showed me one. He said, "Here's it. Here's what it is." But I got to get the
oscillator.
No.
So
it's a very basic term.
Flux capacitor.
Yeah, that was it.
the flux capacitor.
The jack in works. The jack out works. But the jack off doesn't work.
The jack off. Who plays it doesn't work.
Oh, that's low blow.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. It was a joke.
Somebody
come
give
on.
Me a razor blade.
It's a joke. Come on.
All right, man.
See, I told you, man, you're like different now.
I'm not different.
He's raised a phone.
I'm not different, man. I am not.
Hello.
How dare you?
Scott's vagina calling in.
All right, so let's get to our first miscellaneous. Yeah.
Are we going to do shit or shinola today?
You guys want to do shit or shinola?
I'm
prepared. Let's first we get this one first story. Last week, John, I don't know if you know this, but Melanie Martinez, do you know who that is?
No.
She's the host of The Good Night Show. She alerted us to the internet posting of the independent short film that she appeared in 7 years ago. She was in this little short film. PBS Kids Sprout has determined that the dialogue in this video is inappropriate for her role as a preschool program host and may undermine her character's credibility with their audience. As a result, PBS Kids Sprout has decided that she will no longer appear as the host of The Good Night Show.
Oh, Jesus.
Melanie has been an important part of our network, and we are disappointed that we had to make this difficult decision. So she was the host of a kid's show on PBS. Now, that's public, John.
Hold on a second. We're getting a call.
That's from public funds.
Getting a call.
All right. We're getting a call.
Hello. You're on with John and Scott.
Hey, John and Scott.
That's John. I'm Scott.
Uh-huh. I'm Ed.
And we have a special guest, Special Ed.
All right. Hi, Special Ed.
Hi.
Who's this?
This would be Scott's lovely wife.
Oh.
The lovely Mrs. Scott.
That's right.
All right. We're in the middle of a story. We're going to finish that story up, and we'll get back to the lovely Mrs. Scott.
All right.
All right, John. So PBS Kids kicked this woman off the show.
Kicked her off.
Good Night Show. For this audio that we're about to hear.
Oh, you didn't tell me we were going to play audio.
All right. Let's go back
here
to
it
the...
is. I'm just kidding. Hold on.
I've got big plans for my future. A good college, a career, maybe even my own business someday. But one thing I'm not planning on is getting pregnant. That's why I choose anal sex. I mean, sure, it hurts a little, and I wind up walking funny for a day or two, but I think my future's worth it. Anal sex, the smart choice for your future.
Oh, shit. Oh my God.
Holy crap.
Well, I think PBS made the right decision.
I don't think so.
I think they did.
It's goddamn public broadcasting.
It's public broadcasting with the public's funds. Our tax dollars are going to this show.
That's good.
So they
that's great.
They needed to get rid of her.
No, they don't.
That's what I'm saying.
They need more of her.
What are you talking about, Special Ed?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, Scott, dumb it down because your wife's on the line now.
What do you mean, dumb it down?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Clean it up some.
Yeah. I offer you nothing but understanding, Scott.
Right.
Of course.
You offer him a lot more than that.
Whoa. Boink.
I got to tell you, my wife sounds super hot. No doubt.
She does.
On Skype.
Skype, on the phone. Doesn't matter.
Phone.
So how come I never met your wife?
Because.
We live like down the block.
Right, well, not anymore. We moved to Skokie.
Oh, sorry.
Special Ed is an architect. We should have had him come over about 6 months ago.
We're not from Park Ridge.
I'm actually an architect.
Hey, I thought we don't talk about where we live.
I didn't say that's where you lived. Just said we're not from there.
Okay.
Now, my lovely wife,
but now we know.
The proper Mrs. Scott, has called in tonight because I asked her to, and she's said before that she'd like to be on the show, but we, for whatever reason, scheduling, she could never get on the show.
Well, what would happen is Scott told me that John would be, might feel a little bit uncomfortable if I were to call in.
What?
Why?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Please.
I don't know. He said it might disrupt the rapport between the two boys. Yeah.
I said that?
That's his excuse.
I do remember John saying that he would be nervous if you
were
on
the
show.
Having the girlfriend and the wife interacting with the man at the same time.
Hold it. Wait a minute. What are you saying?
And wife?
The girlfriend and the wife. What does that mean?
Well, I refer to John as your girlfriend, and John's wife refers to you as his girlfriend. As we all know, even our children say, "Daddy, Daddy, your girlfriend's on the phone, and it's John."
Oh, sweet. I wonder where they heard that.
Yeah, but they get that from you.
Yeah, but it's the truth. You don't deny it. You don't even push back on that at all. You smile, giggle, pick up the phone, freshen up.
Wait, I've never known Scott to ever freshen up.
He does for you. The guy
really?
Doesn't, hey, the guy doesn't take a shower all week, but when it's the night of the podcast.
That's not true, honey. That is so untrue.
It is true.
Oh, that's a load of crap. Oh, it really is. At the Arlington gig, last week at the Arlington gig, I hadn't showered in like 4 days. And then I still didn't shower, and we did the whole punky thing. I was very unhygienic. Is that a word?
Probably.
Unhygienic? Yeah, sure. You could add un into anything.
Here's what I am noticing is that you're awfully defensive right now. And I can only imagine that's because we've touched on a nerve.
Oh, yeah. See?
You know, I think I kind of agree with the Mrs. Scott's wife there.
I got to
look like at special ed, Mrs. Scott's wife.
Hey, we know what he means. You're trying to deflect the attention now. You can't take it.
Mrs. Scott's wife.
Yeah,
no,
Scott,
that's great.
You're projecting now, Scott.
Do you want me to give her name on the air?
Oh, whose no. name? No, this
her
is
name.
The proper Mrs. Scott.
Proper Mrs. Scott. Scott. Yeah.
Proper Mrs. Scott. There we go. The lovely.
Lovely.
Yes.
The lovely Mrs.
Yeah,
Scott.
I'll call her the lovely.
That's right.
Now, and as I mentioned in the first part, she is a new listener to TTN.
You did.
A new and somewhat traumatized.
And this is why
somewhat traumatized.
Scott's so clean tonight.
What do you mean clean? What does that mean?
Dude. Well, he knows he needs to clean it up or I might...
That's right.
I might have... It's kind of hard. You know, I talked to him about this. I said, you know, I'm married to this wonderful guy and I listen to this and I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is this? Is this him? But it is, and it's hard. You know,
this is Scott's alter ego.
Well, here. No, I think they're...
Oh, and the first time I call in, we're talking about anal sex, and, you know, it's out there. Well,
that was John. It was his idea.
See,
so anyway...
See, this is... Oh, my God.
But no, but there is
but
a difference.
You know what? This is my life. Everybody blames it on me. Oh
God,
John,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Liar. You liar.
But there is a gender difference, and I think some of the things that you're hearing are just the way that guys talk.
Right.
When guys are together, this is how they talk. This is what and the things that we do talk about. And I don't know if there are any podcasts out there that are specifically just women, like two women co-hosts. That
yeah, there is Rumor Girls, and they're just as pathetic as we are.
No, that's hard to imagine.
Well, I would think that there would be a difference, though.
Yeah, but there's guy banter, and then there's you two.
Well, right. Well,
thanks, Ed. You're really making our case.
Women, you know, the whole things associated with one sphincter, just that doesn't do it for women.
Right. So you're not going to hear that on the Rumor Girls. If you want to hear that, you got to come to TTN.
So.
And okay, if you do, it will all be in the context of mocking men. It will,
right.
It will not be something that they actually enjoy talking about.
Right. They won't have their own theme song to talk about doing.
Right.
Right. Right.
Like we have.
Right. Or delight, take great pride in telling stories about their own activities in that area.
I don't know if it's delight.
It seems like it. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. What do you think about that, John?
I think it's just sophomore humor is all I could chalk it up to be.
No, that's giving it too much credit.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Gene Shalit checking in with a Critics' Choice.
Let's probe deeper.
No, really. Let's not.
Special Ed chiming in.
Those are choice words, Special Ed.
Yes, they are.
Well, see, we got to have your wife on more often because this is a unprecedented event where my wife has never uttered a word on the podcast,
well,
and your wife is on first.
And what you can do is she can listen to this, and you could say, hey, Scott's wife came on.
Pauly B's wife was on, and she wouldn't
you know
even
what?
Come
be
on.
Fun. Scott, have your wife, John, have your wife, and my wife all at the same time.
Like they could just do part two and we could take a break.
And they just rip on us the whole time.
That would be fun.
Which I love when my wife rips on me. I think it's the funniest shit ever.
What could she possibly
Especially
have to rip on you
Especially when she does
about?
My voice.
And better.
Well, she could do that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be up for something like that?
Prettier than a $20 whore.
Are you speaking to the lady?
Yes, the proper Mrs. Scott. Would you be up for something like that?
Well, sure. I love talking trash about you.
All right. So you would love to have my wife and your wife? I mean, sorry, your wife.
How dare Scott you talk about my girlfriend Jones? Like that?
Oh, right. There in between go. Part one and two, Special Ed invited us to a wine tasting thing.
Yes.
Is that at your house?
Yes.
If you don't mind being in Desplaines.
Isn't that one of the... Didn't my folks go to one of those?
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Hey, have you met... you may have met my wife's parents. Because they went to one last year. Do you do this every year?
Every year.
And it's at your house?
No, yes. It might have been the one next door. What's...
Oh, yeah. They did one next door.
So
the
and
one
so.
On the corner.
Yeah.
The one,
yeah. Wendy. Is that her name?
Do you go to that one?
No, she did one before, but we have a better one.
Ed's is better.
Ed wants to show off his Mother's Day present that he gave to his lovely wife.
Oh, shit.
What is that?
Fucking it. Dude.
What'd you give to the lovely wife?
This? Oh, fuck. Wounds.
It's a tent. Is what
it's
it is.
It's not a tent.
It's a tent.
It's not a tent. God
you
damn
gave
it.
Her a tent.
I did not. No, wait.
Well, he pitched a tent.
Well, yes. She told me before that she wanted a canopy thing, like a structure that goes, you know, a portable structure that you can,
like a gazebo,
a gazebo. Portable though.
That's canvas kind of thing, you know.
Right.
So for Mother's Day, on my daughter's behalf, I purchased this thing, and it's a big, huge, I think it's 10 by 10, or even bigger, I think.
10 by 10 canopy.
Canopy thing.
Uh-huh.
And she thought this thing was the worst Mother's Day gift ever. Ever. And yet, it has been the most utilized thing that I have ever bought her.
Right.
All
right.
So here's
but that's typical for women.
It's a very sore subject.
Well, we have a woman on the phone. Now, my impression is that...
Oh, shut up.
What is the word you use, Special Ed? It's very utilized.
Yes.
If you can describe a gift as very well utilized, it is probably not a proper Mother's Day gift. That's what
like
I would think.
Like a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Or something like that.
I should have bought a fucking vacuum cleaner. But...
I don't think he's getting it, John.
Well, did I ever tell you the story about my wife's birthday? And we had a flood in the basement at the old house. And we all the boys came over actually on her birthday to finish it. We had to put paneling up and retile the floor. And we did all that. And I bought her a bunch of gifts, and I said, sorry, we'll have to celebrate on the weekend. We got to get this done. Otherwise, you can't move your desk back down there, and you can't work down there, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. She was all fine with that. But I forgot to get her a card. And
oh shit!
Some friends came over and said, how's it going? How's your birthday? This is the worst birthday of my life. And... So I hear about it while I'm in the basement.
Not from your wife.
No. And I'm like, why? Well, you didn't get her a card. I go, well, I forgot. I got other... What you're saying by saying you forgot to get a card is you forgot to show your love.
Oh, shit.
Holy crap. You know
so
what I
you
did?
You didn't like fold a piece of paper in half and
no, I
make
did
one?
Something even cooler. I took a piece of paneling and I sawed it into two giant boards, 12 by 12 each, ran some tape down the middle, drew a big birthday cake on the front of it, some candles, happy birthday, opened it up, wrote, love, John, and gave that to her. And she got all misty-eyed. She even brought it to work to show everybody. She thought it was wonderful. And I redeemed myself. And one of the guys that was there is like, dude, man, don't do that. That's making fun of it. That's blasphemous. I said, watch me work. And no doubt.
And it worked out for you. It
worked out great.
Now, wait a minute. This is to you, Mrs. Scott's lovely.
I have another drink.
Keeps calling me Mrs. Scott.
I am drunk. all right, this went back a couple years ago. Now, Mother's Day. Now, I gave my wife a couple cards from my daughters, from both of them, and all that. Got a present that includes that canopy thing that I got her, and she was pissed off. Pissed off because I did not give her a card for Mother's Day. Was I wrong? Fair.
Yeah, you were.
What did you tell her?
I said,
You're not my mother. It's the funniest goddamn story I've heard.
Well, what's funny is that he goes ahead and asks. That's what's funny.
Oh, shit.
Man. Scott, even you haven't hit that level.
Yeah, but I can whoa, side level. With them. That's yet. Perfectly logical
level.
To me.
What level?
That's pretty bad. If my husband didn't recognize Mother's Day after I have born,
the birth, fruit, yeah,
his birth. Brains,
that's right. After I have been through what I have been through, and the fact that I put up with his shit every day.
Oh, give me a break.
Damn, I'll tell you what pisses off my wife.
Your wife sounds so hot when she talks like that.
I'll tell you what pisses off my wife to no end. Is
living
when,
with you.
Well, that's one of them. But the other one is when I've got the foster can, you know what I'm saying, John? And I compare that with contractions and giving birth. She gets completely bent.
Listen, if you can eat it, and you can push it out in our bathroom, it does not compare to birthing an 8-pound child.
Eight out of eight.
My
eight.
Size body.
Is now, that all?
Oh my God. Okay.
Listen.
Oh, Ed.
Not even get into this here with me, Mr. Scott.
That wasn't me.
That was Scott.
What? I was just saying.
You're the one who brought up the topic, and you know what I'm talking about.
Right. I'm just saying that really irks you is when I compare.
It does. And here's the deal. Even when you're in... Even when you're in the head breaking a sweat for 2 hours, it does not.
Never, hey, wait a minute! It never takes me 2 hours.
Fiber.
Okay, well that's my point. It does not compare to 24 hours of labor. There's
right.
no comparison. You need
None.
To drop the topic, or we're gonna have a little discussion when you get home.
he did it here, man, and I said, dude, you got to chew your food, man.
Listen,
something is wrong.
Ever. His family, have you ever talked to them? Ever since he was about 4 years old, he's been plugging up toilets.
Oh.
Where we go. And he can joke about being at my parents' house, but I'm not kidding. He cannot take a crap at their house. That plumbing is 80 years old. He will break a pipe.
So is mine.
Oh, my God. It's a well, you don't let him poop at your house, do you?
I have no choice. He just walks in and slinks out and goes, do you got any matches? And then I know. It's over.
Hey, John.
The tears well up in my eyes.
Clears your sinuses, though.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, John.
What?
2 weeks ago, I was so proud. My daughter called me up and said, Daddy, come quick. I had to bring the plunger.
Oh.
I was so proud.
You were so proud.
How old is she?
5.
Oh.
Wow.
Listen, grown women don't plug the toilet. Oh. She's 5.
Whoops.
She's holding it.
Oh, dude. Brought tears in my eyes.
I mean, you were proud?
Yes.
That's not good. That's not a good thing.
Wait,
she's going to have some issues.
Yeah,
stuff.
Wait till she does an upper deck on you.
Dude. Hell, slap
I don't know
silly.
What that is. What's that?
Oh, this is an old college thing of mine. You go to a party. To some house you have no idea who it is, and you shit in the tank.
Well, no, what he's saying is you open the...
Explain it, Scott.
And you crap in the top, and then you put the cover back on. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift that keeps on giving, according to special ed.
Exactly.
Nice.
What do they call that, an upper deck?
Upper deck.
Yeah, an upper deck.
There's, all class, all the time.
There's actually a website dedicated to that, to the art of upper
there
decking.
There is. There is.
So and you guys spend your time looking for this stuff?
Well, I've never seen it, honey.
We have to do research for the show.
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
I mentioned to John, and John had to go look it up and go...
I didn't believe it.
I didn't know more.
Yeah, I checked Wikipedia.
Actually, it's true. I had a lot of friends that were in rugby and in lacrosse, yeah. And the Delts was a fraternity, and this is their thing, is giving upper decks to parties.
I had never heard of it before special ed spouted that eloquence.
Well, Scott, maybe we have a use for your unique talent.
Your skills.
Yeah, maybe we can work it in somewhere.
Right.
Maybe at a wine party.
Oh. I will shove every cork up your ass.
Well, wait a minute.
He'll now go Billy Jack
now
on your
can't
ass.
Can't show up at the wine party because somebody else will do it and they'll blame it on
right.
me.
Either way, you're screwed.
Somebody listening to this show is going to upper deck at special eds. Oh, that's gnarly.
I have spare screws at the house.
Spare screws? You just going to screw the lid down?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
No, man, corkscrews.
Oh.
Wine screws. The big 4.5-inch bike.
Nice.
Scott?
Ed.
I got your number.
Nice.
I'm watching you.
All right.
We got him on Skype right here.
And your wife.
The lovely.
The lovely.
The Scott Lovely Mrs. Mm-hmm. The Mrs. Scott Lovely.
Is that the official name now?
The proper Mrs. Scott.
The proper Mrs. Scott. There you go. That's a proper name.
Well, no.
The proper Mrs. Scott.
No, that's Pauly B's wife's moniker.
Right, which Scott is famous for plagiarizing.
Of course.
Right. And so, I have been the lovely for at least 10 years.
The lovely, lovely wife.
The lovely wife.
I have.
Yeah. So, actually, it's been lovely, lovely is what I hear.
Well, I don't hear that. I'm the LW, the lovely wife.
The LW.
Right.
The LWS.
He'll say, so me and the lovely.
Did you just make up letters there, Ed? What the hell?
I'm trying.
About?
I'm trying here.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. I'm fishing. I am fishing.
Ed's
here.
Had a couple of bottles of wine before
Dude,
he came over.
I had a bottle of Syrah before I came here. Now I'm drinking Mickey's.
Hey, where are you from, Ed? What's the deal? You have sort of a slight southern.
He's a freaking
right.
Billy. He's a Bush
you're
apologist.
Right.
He voted
Fuck
for the
you,
W twice.
F you, Scott.
Sorry. Not once, but twice.
Twice.
Wow. Three times.
He's in
the
good
lady.
Right, Tony Paul.
Actually, yes.
Yeah,
oops,
right?
Sorry.
Actually, you are correct.
Sorry. Other friends.
Spent 10 years, actually, 9 years in Texas and 9 years in Germany. Hmm. And being a military brat, I spent most of my life all around the United States. So I have an accent that's pretty much fucked up.
Yeah.
It's from everywhere.
Sure.
You name
and that
it?
What makes him special.
I am special Ed. Because I have no what?
I don't know.
Origin, I guess.
Hey, honey, you want to play Shit or Shinola?
Sure.
All right.
So,
this is
wow. Holy shit.
Shit means it's not true. Shinola means what? It's double not true?
It's true.
Shit it's true. Is it's not true. Shinola is it's true. So I'm going to read a statement.
All right.
You need to tell me if it's shit or shinola.
Hold on. We have to play the theme music
okay.
for it.
We got theme right? music.
Yeah. Here we go.
Let's get ready to play.
Shit or shinola.
Nice.
All right.
That's hot.
That's nice. It's
another
hot.
Round of Shit or Shinola.
Did you know that John is nominated for Producer of the Year?
Of course I do.
Wow.
I know that.
All she right. knows that, Scott.
Here's the
I know
first
all sorts of things.
Shit or Shinola.
That's what makes me nervous.
Einstein won the Nobel Prize for Physics for
shit.
His theory of relativity. Shit or Shinola.
I've already provided my answer.
That'd be shit, Scott.
Shit. Are you all saying it shit? Hold on, I gotta keep score here.
What's in your mouth? What are you doing?
A pen cap.
That's me.
Yeah, nice.
Special ed.
John would never allow that to happen.
Well, we're in a different room.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
all right, then.
I'm
you are
office.
All correct. That is shit. He
nice.
Won the prize in 1921 for his work on the photoelectric effect. Not bad for a guy who couldn't get a job after graduating college.
Have another bottle of Cabernet.
Next question, John. Should Shinola, as a warning to would-be pirates, Captain William Kidd's corpse was tarred and hung over the Thames River for several years. Or do you say
Thames?
Thames.
Thames. Or do you say, that's how he pulls it back in.
Come on, let's not.
Actually, it's
we
Thames.
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 We don't want this to be total chaos.
Scott, repeat after me. Thames.
Thames.
Of you.
Would you like me to reread the question?
Please.
As a warning to would-be pirates, Captain William Kidd's corpse was tarred and hung over the Thames River for several years. Shit or Shinola?
Shinola.
Shit.
I'm saying Shinola.
It is Shinola.
Oh, Scott!
Special Ed and
John,
Marshall.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Special Ed and the proper Mrs. Scott. Go up. 2-1 on
so
John.
So I get the big buzzer.
In 1701, the British Admiralty. Admiralty. British Admiralty.
Admiral. Are you trying to say
yes, it is.
Found Captain Kidd guilty of murder and piracy, as was the custom at executions. Spectators offered Kidd rum until he was blind drunk. Kidd was hanged, but his weight snapped the rope. He was promptly sent up to the gallows again and hanged a second time. After he expired, his body was dipped in tar, then placed in a steel cage and suspended over the Thames.
Thames!
You Two to one.
The Thames.
Next question, Shitter Shidola. William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy are the only two actors who appeared in both the first and last episodes of the original Star Trek series.
Shinola.
Shit or Shinola?
Shit.
Shinola. He played both.
He did not play in the first.
Shit.
That's right. He was not in the first.
Leonard Nimoy is one of the two. The other is Majel Barrett, who played number one in the pilot episode, and also the voice of the computer throughout the series.
That's right.
Jeffrey Hunter played the captain of the USS Enterprise in the pilot, but turned down the option to continue the role in the series. The part was offered to William Shatner.
You're right.
And Majel Barrett went on to marry
the
series creator,
Spock,
Gene Roddenberry. It is 3-2.
Your
next Shitter Shinola. The jigsaw puzzle was invented to teach geography. Shitter Shinola.
Shinola.
Geography.
John with Shinola.
The jigsaw puzzle was invented to teach geography.
I'm saying shit.
It is Shinola.
Oh.
No doubt.
John tied it up. 3-3-2. In 1767, John Spilsbury, a teacher in England and formerly the apprentice to the royal geographer, made the first jigsaw puzzle. He glued a map of England. What?
How are we tied up at 3-3?
Yeah,
to...
I won.
That's not tied up.
Tied up.
What are you talking
3-3-2.
No, it's 3-3-3, isn't it?
John and
two.
The lovely
no,
have three.
I'm two.
Special Ed has two.
All right, okay. Sorry.
He glued a map of England and Wales to a board and used a fine saw to cut along the borders in hopes of creating a tool. To teach his students
named Scott.
And that was the first jigsaw puzzle.
Puzzle.
Next Shitter Shinola. No All one right. actually signed the American Declaration of Independence on July 4th. Shitter or Shinola?
Shit.
Ooh. I would say shit.
Shit.
I think it was authored.
Shinola.
All right, then. We have a new leader. It is shit. John Hancock and Charles Thompson signed it. While America celebrates its independence on this day, most of the other signers signed the famous document on August 2nd. The last signature wasn't added until 5 years later.
So the lovely and I are tied up, and John is ahead.
That is right. 4-3-3. We have two left. Two left. Shit or Shinola. The invention most American teenagers say they cannot live without is the cell phone. shit or shinola. Let me back up here, but now before you answer, this was in 2003. The invention most American teenagers say they cannot live without is the cell phone.
'03.
I say shit. It's a car.
Shinola.
Shit.
All right.
Shinola.
The tie is broken. It's 5-4-3. It is shit. According to the 2003 Lemsalinson MIT Invention Index, the invention most teenagers say they cannot live without is the toothbrush.
The toothbrush?
Following closely at the number two spot is the automobile, then the personal computer, the cell phone, and finally, the microwave oven.
The microwave.
Last question.
Should be the Trojan.
Shit or shinola. Because Las Vegas is in Nevada, it is legalized. I'm sorry, let me start over. Because Las Vegas is in Nevada, it has legalized brothels.
Oh, wow, that's a trick question.
I'd say that's
shit. Or shinola?
Shinola.
Special Ed?
Shinola.
We have a tie. John and the lovely are tied at 5 apiece because it is shit. Nevada laws do not allow brothels in counties with populations that exceed 400,000 people. Legal brothels like the Moonlight Bunny Ranch are situated in smaller outlying communities, Special Ed.
See.
So far, there are 28 licensed brothels in 10 of Nevada's 17 counties. Well, we have to go to a tiebreaker now.
Fuck you. Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. Here it is. Special Ed, you are out. You can play for fun, but this does not. get the shit or shinola championship.
Out of the closet.
Give me an engineering question. Goddammit.
There were 66,000 people killed and 69,000 injured by the atomic bomb dropped by the United States on Hiroshima, Japan, on August 6, 1945. Shit or shinola?
Shit.
66,000 killed and 69,000 injured.
Shit.
Yeah, I'd say shit. Yeah, I think it's the incendiary bombs.
All right,
killed
we still have a tie. The 10 kilowatt blast totally vaporized a half mile area, and in fact, it is shinola. With a diameter of 2.5 miles from the ground zero, everything flammable burned. Among the first words written in the logbook by Robert Lewis, the co-pilot of the Enola Gay, was, "My God, what have I done?"
Then Robert McNamara lied.
159,000 people vaporized in 1 second.
66,000 people killed, 69,000 injured. Hiroshima, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm out of questions. I don't we have a tie.
We have a tie. So, yeah. Well, then, Yeah. So.
Give me engineering questions.
Yeah. You got another question, Scott? Just come up with one on the top of your head.
Hold on.
What do you
I
got?
May have one. Play some, music.
Play some music, okay.
Ooh, he's reaching for the knapsack. And he's pulling out.
Can you hear that music?
He's pulling out. Uh-oh.
All right, here we go.
It's pink.
Medieval swords. Swords.
Pink swords.
Medieval swords, on average, weighed over 10 pounds. Shit or shinola?
Oh, shinola. Shinola all the way.
Special Ed?
Shinola.
You're all wrong.
Oh.
It is shit. If it were so, most knights would have died on the field, exhausted and outmaneuvered by faster opponents. Authentic battle swords of the era usually weighed less than 4 pounds, were well-balanced, and could be handled quite deftly.
What's your source?
Heavy swords we see swords. Displayed in museums are usually parade blades meant for show only.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got to go to the next tiebreaker.
All right.
This is the longest shit or shinola in history, John. All right, let me see. It would have taken a person 50 years typing 60 words per minute. Think about that. 50 years typing 60
years.
Words per minute.
Years.
8 hours a day to type the human genome. Genome.
Shinola.
Shit.
One answer to go.
Shinola.
That is correct. Shinola it is. Oh. The Human Genome Project, which was completed in 2003, required the fastest computers working around the clock to crunch all the data. That's because there were 3 billion base pairs of sequence data every second. The project's computers decoded about 12,000 letters of these pairs to get a sense of the size of the task. If all 3 billion letters on the human genome were stacked 1 millimeter apart, they would reach the height of 7,000 times that of the Empire State Building.
The moon. Wow.
It's still a tie game here,
John. Tie game.
Tie game. Next, Shitter Shinola. Hopefully this will give us a winner. The Gobi Desert is the world's largest Shitter Shinola.
The Gobi.
The Shinola. Gobi Desert world's largest.
Changing my answer. It's shit.
We have somebody changing
Shinola,
their answer.
Shinola.
I want to say shit.
I want to say shit.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, so we got shit from Special Ed, who's out of the game anyway. We got Shinola. From who?
John.
John and shit from
the lovely.
The lovely takes this round.
Wow.
Of shit or shinola.
Wow.
Let me ask the lovely this question. What is the world's largest desert?
I do not know.
It is the Sahara, which covers most of North Africa.
Oh,
at
yeah,
three
right.
And you know, a half million square miles.
Well, you know what I had on my mind? Mm-hmm. I know you keep talking and reading from some piece of crap you printed out.
No, I didn't print it out. It was already printed for me.
Yeah, well, all those stacks of paper.
Little stack, yes.
I was thinking about the Arctic, because that isn't that a desert? Because there's no humidity in the air. There's some crazy thing like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Which is now currently evaporating quickly.
Right. Right, but there's some crazy thing like that where it's a desert answer and everybody always gets it wrong.
And the desert used to be, I believe, filled with aquatic life, or it was sort of
at one time.
Rainforest.
Ocean, right.
Right. And the Arctic, the Arctic was a desert type area till the Ice Age.
Yep.
Right.
The Arctic Desert ecoregion is one of the most northern and isolated landscapes on Earth. This ecoregion is made up of several island groups that are bound.
Are you on the internet?
That's what I love about the lovely is she could just spout this stuff right off the top of her head.
Is she on the internet?
No. Yes. There's no internet. She doesn't have an internet's connection.
The lovely's wife.
She's calling
wife's
in on the phone.
Attorney chimes in.
The lovely, how much is the Arctic evaporating today?
That I don't know.
Who
but
cares?
I do know that.
I saw it last night on it. As a matter of fact,
I saw it on the Fox Network.
I do know that temperatures stay cold, ranging from an average of minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit in February to an average of 33 degrees Fahrenheit in July.
And there you have it.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw on the Now show last night, the Arctic is raising 1 degree temperature.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I have seen that.
Yep. It's evaporating quicker than we all thought.
And it's because of global dimming that we're not
warming
up faster. No, global dimming is keeping us from actually warming up into
dimming.
Dying.
Yes, dimming, but the CO2 being released from all this oxygen, the CO2 being stored in the ice and all that is being released much, much, much faster.
Right.
Right.
Depleting the ozone.
Not depleting, no.
Or actually keeping
it. The greenhouse is being more...
Right, keeping it in.
It's increasing the greenhouse effect, which is actually raising the temperatures of the water and the landmass.
Making it more humid.
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 Humid. And actually killing the coral, which actually is raising the temperature 1 degree much more. So actually it's exponential.
How are we doing on time there, John?
We're at 43. We got to take it to part
three.
All right. I have got to pee like a racehorse.
Again, special ed.
Holy shit. This wine is going through me.
Oh, my God. All right, then. We'll censor that.
Well, thanks for joining us. Are you going to stick around for the heavy metal episode?
Please do. Yes?
We're waiting.
I'm signing off. Just want to say good night.
Signing off. Well, thank you for joining us.
That was the lovely Hopefully Mrs. Scott.
You're invited to the wine fest.
All right. But I will leave my pooper husband at home.
All right, then.
Probably a good idea.
Done.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Take care. That was the proper Mrs. Scott. calling into the show, and I am totally impressed, man.
Totally.
Yeah.
She sounds hot, too.
Definitely, especially when she goes off on you, man.
I'm excited.
He takes a shit when she says it like that. That's very, yeah, very, very forceful. Okay. Well, we got to take it to part three, fellas.
All right, then. The heavy metal episode coming up.
Coming up. That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.